With Agriculture News in Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops. The first part of this story is important, but the second part will amaze you. Captain Greg Amira is a finance specialist who's building agricultural programs in Iraq's Diyala province.
The province that I'm in, which is Diyala, is 85% agriculturally based economy, being agribusinesses and agriculture. People here have been farming for thousands of years. They know what they're doing. They need to be brought up to date. So what we're trying to do with this business center is try and get all of these programs there. The microfinance, the agribusiness loans, the agricultural extension programs, and then basically bringing them up to date and accounting procedures, how to write a business plan, how do you market yourself to the world, import, export. The crops here are extremely bountiful. It was the Fertile Crescent. It isn't any longer, but it's not the Iraqi people's fault.
Now, when you talk about agribusiness and microfinance centers, this is to help Iraqi businessmen and women establish processing centers, little agricultural-related businesses for their farms as well?
Absolutely. This year, the Iraqi government set up the Dubis bug spraying, which was extremely helpful for the date harvests. Now you have a lot more dates than you did the year before, but what do you do with the dates? And they're packaging them up into large industrial-sized packages. They ship them to Saudi Arabia at about $3 a package. Saudi Arabia cleans them, reprocesses them, and packages them more fancy, and gets about $30 for the same package. So there's a huge margin in there that you can pick up if we can update these people. The places that I've seen are 1970s, maybe early 80s technology, and the canning and processing from then is just not efficient. The thing about it is it's very spread out area, and we're not everywhere. Sure. We can't be everywhere. So we try and get the advice everywhere, and that's part of what the agribusiness center is. Try and get that advice to these people and say, hey, this is going to work. You need a seed cleaner to get cleaner grain to get to grade A. You need certain greenhouses with drip irrigation in them so that you can get a better harvest and better yield for the harvest out of that little tiny space that you have.
Diyala province can be a hornet's nest of insurgent activity. It's the area where terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed in a June airstrike.
I'll say that we have a problem being Sunni, Shia, Kurd, complete mix, and we get some action out of it that we do. Yeah. But we go out 5 times a week, sometimes 6 times a week. We're out with the local community. So we haven't lost a single soldier at all. We don't plan on losing one. Nobody's been injured. And we have had some encounters, but with military technology the way it is, we're pretty safe.
Greg is a member of the U.S. Army Reserves. Before he came to Iraq, he was an investment banker with Morgan Stanley in New York City.
After graduating college, University of South Florida, I went through the ROTC program as an officer, graduated the program, and signed into the reserves for approximately a 7-year commitment back in 1994.
So you had a regular job other than that?
I was a vice president for Morgan Stanley in the World Trade Center in New York City.
If I may, where were you on 9/11?
I was actually in the building. I worked on the 73rd floor of number 2 World Trade.
This is the part of the story that will amaze you. What Greg went through and what he gave up to come to Iraq to serve his country and to help Iraqi farmers. For the State Department's Public Affairs Go Team in Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops.